you are, boy. Right on time for your first lesson with me as part of the development program that I've set up for you. I hope you came prepared and you're ready to learn a lot today. Now, let's begin straight away, shall we? Let's not waste any time on chit-chat. Just sit down at your desk over there. As you can see, I've prepared a study package for you. It's including schedule for the coming weeks, a couple of papers that I want you to read, and a USB stick including a very, very interesting movie that I'd like you to watch, and also a list of things I want you to do during the course of this program. It's a quite comprehensive package, but don't you worry, sweetheart. I will be there to support you at all times, guiding you through all the challenges that are ahead of you. Now, let's begin by looking at the first paper in your package. Yes, pick it up for me. There you go. Now, have a quick look at it, skim through it. Now, as you can see, the subject of today's class is how to please a woman by eating her pussy properly. That's right. As you may know, cunnilingus is the technical term for performing the act of oral sex on a woman. And today, I will learn you all about this topic. And if you are a very good student, I might even let you put your new knowledge from today's lesson into practice. But before we get into the practical part, I need to ensure that you are good with the theory. And as you will learn, eating pussy is not that complex. It just requires the right knowledge and the right spirit. Now, repeat after me. Eating pussy requires the right knowledge and the right spirit. Good boy. As you can tell from my handout, the anatomy of a woman is quite complex. However, to eat a pussy properly, all you need to know is what the pussy looks like from the outside. And that's a quite simple task when you break it down. First off, you have the pussy lips, known as the labia minora in Latin, which means smaller lips. Secondly, you have the very sensitive clitoris, which is located right above the entrance of the pussy. The clit, as it's called in daily speech, is the most erogenous zone of the female body, and therefore also the primary source of sexual pleasure. The thing is, though, that this little sensitive button tends to play hide-and-seek most of the time, hiding behind the so-called clitoral hood. Finding the clit thus requires the right amounts of knowledge and patience. But it's not more difficult than that. Now, let me move on to a bit more hands-on way of showing you the female anatomy. Let me sit down right in this chair across from you, gently spreading my legs wide for you. Let me pull on my skirt a little bit, my tight little skirt. There we go. Can you see that, boy? Can you? Oh, I can tell by the look on your face that you can. You are getting a really good view, aren't you? Shh, don't say a word, honey. You don't need to. Now, I know that you are noticing that your teacher is not wearing any panties today, isn't that right? Yes, you can get a glimpse of my pink little pussy hiding between my legs. It's screaming for your attention, isn't it? It's like my pussy lips are talking to you, telling you to come closer, commanding you to crawl over here to get a better look. Isn't that right? So do it, sweetie. Get on the floor and crawl all the way over here. Crawl to your teacher's pussy. Yes, there you go. Down on all fours. Now, crawl for me, honey. Crawl for your teacher's pussy. Yes, just like that. Crawl to me, my good boy. Come on, do it for teacher. Now, stop right there, a few feet from my pussy. You know, I can't let you get too close to my pussy right now. First, you need to prove that you can be a good student for me. So, let me just cross my legs for now. Just like this. Oh no, where did teacher's pussy go? Why did it go away? Please come back, I need to see that pussy. Don't worry, honey. I'll uncross my legs again as soon as you have passed your theory test, okay? Be patient for me. Now, Stay right where you are. Right there on the floor in front of me as I explain to you how to eat a pussy properly. So, as I said, all you need to be able to eat a pussy properly is the right knowledge and the right spirit. And as to the knowledge part, there are just two basic things you need to know. Number one, all women are different and they like different things. So when you're eating a lady out, all you should do is just listen, okay? Listen how she responds to the things you're doing. Listen if she likes it. And if she does, give her more of it. If she doesn't like it, then try something else. It's quite simple, isn't it? Just try licking her in different ways, in different spots. Try sucking on her pussy lips. Try getting your whole mouth on her pussy and just add some suction. Really get your tongue in there and see if she likes that. Try fingering her at the same time as you eat her out. Just be experimentative and curious, okay? Now, rule number two. It's all about the clitoris. That pretty little button that hides somewhere in the area above the entrance to her pussy. As I explained earlier, the clit is the golden spot, the key to unlock the door to female pleasure, so to say. So that's where you should put most of your time and effort. You can kiss it, you can suck it, you can lick it, you can put your mouth all around it. But be careful though, the clit can be really sensitive. So be gentle with it, tease it in every way that you can. Put some pressure on it, not too much, but the right amount. Work it with your tongue. You can even spit on it to make it extra wet when you're pleasing it. So, that's two simple rules for you. Now, let me make sure that you understand this, my student. Say after me, I will listen and I will please. Good boy. Now, where are your attentions supposed to be when you're eating a woman's pussy? Tell me. That's right, on the clit. That's two out of two. Now, let me uncross my legs for you again, but don't move. Stay right where you are. As I part my beautiful legs for you, do you see that? Your teacher's pink pussy, just a few feet in front of you. Those pretty little lips just asking to be played with. That beautiful, sensitive little clit watching you as you sit there on all fours in front of me. I'm going to let you taste my pussy, honey. Don't worry. You'll get to taste that delicious, devious, adorable pussy. You will get a taste, I promise. It's all wet and soft for you, ready for you to tuck in. But first, I need you to do something for me, my student. So, open your mouth, open it wide. Good boy. Now, stick out your tongue for me. There you go. Now, write the letter T in the air with your tongue. Yes, just like that. Now write the letter E for me. There you go. Perfect. Such an obedient student. The letter A. Excellent. Warm that tongue up for me. And now the letter C. Good boy. Be patient. Think about my delicious pussy waiting for you. Served right here on a silver platter. I might even just sprinkle some sugar on top of it just to give you a nice little treat. Now, write the letter H for me. Good. I think you can see where this is going, don't you? Now, write another E for me. Good boy. And finally, make a little R for me. Excellent. Now, spell it out for me. That's right. Teacher. That's what I am. Your teacher. Teaching you how to behave and how to please me. Making you learn how to be a good student for me. Now, say after me, please, teacher, let me eat your pussy. Okay, my sweet boy, since you are asking so nicely, I will let you get a taste.